Well, this is Understanding Engineers Part 2. Most people believe that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Engineers believe that if it ain't broke, it doesn't have enough features yet. An engineer was crossing a road one day when a frog called out to him and said, "If you kiss me, I'll turn into a beautiful princess." He bent over, picked up the frog, and put it in his pocket. The frog spoke up again and said, "If you kiss me, I'll turn back into a beautiful princess and stay with you for 1 week." The engineer took the frog out of his pocket, smiled at it, and returned it to his pocket. The frog then cried out, "If you kiss me and turn me back into a princess, I'll stay with you for 1 week and do anything you want." Again, the engineer took the frog out, smiled at it, and put it back into his pocket. Finally, the frog asked, "What is the matter? I've told you I'm a beautiful princess and that I'd stay with you for 1 week and do anything you want. Why won't you kiss me?" The engineer said, "Look, I'm an engineer. I don't have time for a girlfriend. But a talking frog? Now that's cool." Two university groundskeepers were standing at the base of a flagpole, looking at its top. A female engineering student walked by and asked what they were doing. "We're supposed to find the height of this flagpole," says a groundskeeper, "but we don't have a ladder." The engineering student took a wrench out from her backpack, loosened a couple of bolts, and laid the pole down on the ground. Then she grabbed the tape measure from her backpack, took a measurement, and announced, 26 feet 6 inches, and walked away. One groundskeeper shook his head and laughed, "A lot of good that does. We ask for the height and she gives us the length." Well, that's the end of part 2. Bye now.